Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Engel. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Brookins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Tabler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Tabler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Engel reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bernazard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Dave LaPointe now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler is walked intentionally. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Scott Bales now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lemon strikes out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Engel strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Darnell Coles. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Parrish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 4 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.